This is a word for Sandy. Last night, the Lord gave me an image of a music box, and I couldn't figure out who it was to. And then this morning, I asked again about the music box, and he said it's for Sandy. It was a really rusted old music box, and he popped it open, and he was fixing it. And he said it had been so out of tune for a while. And so he was going to tune it, and he was fixing it so that it could dance again. And so what I felt like the Lord was saying to you is you'll begin to dance again in ways that you have never done before. Like, you've laid that down. Like, there was a passion for dancing in your heart for him. And that's just going to, he's going to resurface that. He's going to be bringing that this weekend.
And Sandy, this is for you as well. every time I have seen you face to face since you have gotten here, I have been thoroughly distracted by your beauty. And I kept asking the Lord what it was. And then you mentioned Song of Solomon 4:7. That's your verse. Just know that's how the Lord sees you. And I'm serious. I was totally distracted by that and asking the Lord what it was. He sees you. It's so beautiful.
Will, that jacket is really prophetic. I mean, to me, it's clouds up in the sky. What Rock said is so true. Paul said, you're not here. You're seated in heavenly places. That's the view you have, not from down here, from up there.
Well, I have a word for you, too. I saw this... with a picture of you cooking a grilled cheese, which is like...
It's lunchtime.
But you just kept flipping it. And every time you flipped it, you were like, oh, it's not. I don't think it's ready yet. And there was something in you that wanted it to be so perfect that you weren't gonna eat it until it was like perfect. And God is just like yelling at you saying, eat it. That it is perfect, that he has all of these things for you, that it's good enough, that you don't have to wait, that you deserve it, it's worth it, and it's going to be everything you need, and you don't have to get to any other place. It's ready.
Mary Reeves, I just keep seeing you like deep water diving, like scuba diving almost, but you don't have the gear in, just really deep. And I just keep hearing the Lord say, you have for a long time cried out for the deep things, but the Lord's really taking you into a place where he's going to dive you very deep into the things of him. And I just heard the Lord say, don't stop wanting and don't stop asking him for more. It's just going to be a real season of more, and real important for you to stay hungry for the more. And for Bree, I just kept seeing the Lord just opening a door for you. And I don't know what that is, but I just heard the Lord say that he was swinging the right door wide open at the right time. Not to stress, not to be anxious about it, but you would have peace for the right door at the right time.
For the lady in the sweater? Amelia? Okay. I saw cotton candy with you, and that one took me back. I just really saw you enjoying the cotton candy and really just loving the sugary of it, and I also saw the Lord delighted in that, and he says there's such sweetness inside of you that's been buried in so much, and so he says, delight in that cotton candy, because I'm going to resurfacing, I'm going to be bringing you and feeding you so much more cotton candy that you're just going to be delighted in his love.
I'm sorry, you guys. I've got a word for y'all, too. I just saw you guys holding onto a rope. Have you ever seen those videos?
Who's this for?
All these guys.
Oh, okay. The whole, yeah. Everybody younger than Bill and Amelia on this row. Okay.
Sorry, Bill and Amelia. I just didn't. Anyway, I see y'all. Have you ever been at the beach? I mean, seen these videos of people at the beach, and they do these human chains, you know, and save people's lives? Well, I just saw you guys holding on to, all of y'all, holding on to this rope. And I just felt like the Lord said that there's going to be a really unique connection between you guys now. And you're going to even know in your spirit when the other one is struggling. And there's just going to be a unique anointing for you guys to speak into each other's lives and to just bring each other into the out of the fire and back into your mind being set on the Lord. And then, Mark, I just feel like this is a time where the Lord is just saying, this is it, man. This is it. Your heart's desires, the dreams that you've had in the Lord, this is the time. The Lord is saying that the stuff that you've only longed for is now going to be reality to you.
This one's for Steve, actually. When I saw you, I saw this black cloud over you, and as soon as you walked in, it kind of left. And I just felt like the Lord was saying there's something that's been hanging on, you've been hanging on to for too long, that this weekend is severed, it's done, it's over. And from that, when I saw you again, there was this white cloud, and he says, when you start walking, that thing will no longer have any hold on you, but you'll be walking on cloud nine. You know, you'll just be so in tune, so clear, and what the Lord is telling you and where he's guiding you.
Yeah, this word for Michelle. I just saw this, like, inner circle, but it was inner circle. It's kind of like Scripture talks about the gospel going to Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, other most parts of the world, like these circles that get bigger. This is an inner circle. So this is an inner circle, I would assume, of relationships. And I just saw the glory in that inner circle. So that whatever, whoever is part of that inner circle, you know, what God's doing in you is going to emit and impact them. And that inner circle of people that you want to see experience the glory of God that you're experiencing, they're going to. Okay. As for Luke, I just heard the word accuracy, that God is going to, that your days are going to be marked by accuracy, that he's not going to miss the mark. You know, and therefore you're not going to miss the mark. It's just going to be, God's just going to do things with accuracy in your life. Okay? And you can pray into that because that means a lot, but I think.
I have a word for you too, actually. So I saw this vision of you just standing in this ring, and no matter like where you walked or like tried to step out of it, you couldn't. And it was just like God's protection around you, and he was just saying, like, you can't escape my protection. And then I heard, highly favored one over you. So,
Ashley, I have a word for you, and I just keep hearing the Lord say, your story and his story's just begun. And that I just really felt like the Lord saying, sometimes you feel like everybody else's story gets to go so fast, and it's happening so fast, and it's almost like yours has been frozen. It's like I saw a flower that's just been frozen. But man, I just saw that ice break off and you come into full bloom. And the Lord said, your story is about to take off in him. You know, that your story and his story, but you're it's no longer going to be stalled out or frozen. That you're going to be blown away at, you're just going to be blown away what all the Lord has for you in your story.
I guess we're doing group work. This three different places, but for the houses, for Bree, and for Mark. Lord wants you to know there's no such thing as wasted time. The secret is he exists outside of time. And the enemy does a good job a lot of times through shame and guilt of making us think we've blown it, we've wasted time, we could be so much further along. And the Holy Spirit is so grace-filled that he picks you up in that moment and brings you right to where you're supposed to be. So there's no such thing as wasted time. God's working in the darkness to bring forth a masterpiece in all of your lives.
Jay. Jamie, I just, you know the scripture that says, open wide your mouth and I will fill it? I see you like you're a little bird, just looking up to the Lord, and you're just like crying out, like a little bird would when they were hungry. And the Lord just says that he sees that and that he's going to fill you this weekend. You're going to be filled beyond what you could possibly imagine.
Amy's a New Yorker. She didn't say she saw you shooting a bird. You can't do that in Selma. Okay, we're different. Okay, all right. No Bronx cheers in Selma.
Oh, you can
okay.
do that in Selma too, trust me.
Actually, this is for the whole back row where Bree, Mark, and all of y'all back there. I got the picture of, I don't know if you know Sandra Boynton's book, My Personal Penguin. My daughter loves that. And it's talk about how the penguin is his personal butler and he does everything for him. And I really felt like the Lord was saying, I'm your personal penguin. I'm going to do things for you. You don't have to worry about it. Those doors that you've been praying to be open, I will open them. I will just set the table before you. All you have to do is walk through it.
You got one, Josh? One more? Then I have one.
Steve. So, it's been like so many things from outside have happened to you that keep happening to you, and it's like a box. And every time, it's like the box gets stronger, or it's a different box, and you keep going at it with stuff that you know how to go at it. And every time God's like saying, hang on, let me get my bigger hammer. And it's never been about Steve. These things that have kept happening to you, every time God's like, just hang on. Let me get my bigger hammer.
This word for grace. Grace, we and I talked a little bit the other day, and I talked about how prophetic your name is, Grace. But I saw that's really a big deal, because, and this weekend's a big deal for you, because God is he's opening up your mind and heart to understand what grace is all about. Because everything God's going to do in your life, and this is true, should be for all of us, but God's going to make you such friends with the word grace. And that anytime anything in your life you find that you're trying to make happen or you become anxious about it, then you know that you're not flowing in grace. That God's going to say, he's going to correct you always back to grace, so that your life is going to be marked by the supernatural. You said some stuff to me like, things just fall into place. That's the grace of God. And if they aren't falling into place and you find that you're trying to make them fall into place, then you know that God's correcting you back to grace. That's going to be, your name is so prophetic because it's going to mark the way you live your life and the way your life works. And you're going to be a testimony to others of grace. Okay? Now again, you're all going to get stuff tonight too, but...